PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us on this, the 4th of February, 2018. And very shortly, we are going to have another holiday, so we will have a couple of special programs coming up very soon. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, well, wait a minute, Keith. What are you talking about? You just had a holiday. There was Christmas and there was New Year. Not that long ago, just literally around the corner. Well, that's because we have Chinese New Year coming up, which for us here in Taiwan is a holiday from the 14th of February, which is the first day that we have off, and then everybody goes back to work on the 21st. So, the program of the 18th, which is nearly in the middle of everything, is going to be a program about Chinese New Year, which I will tell you about in a little bit, as well as some other things. But I think we should begin with music straight away. And we're going to begin with Kylie Minogue with her big hit, Can't Get You Out of My Head, but not the version that, of course, most people are familiar with. This is an album that she recorded in London called the Abbey Road Sessions, which are all her very, very well-known songs that she recorded with a full symphony orchestra at the legendary Abbey Road Studios. Here's Kylie Minogue.
You and me.
Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head, from her compact disc, The Abbey Road Sessions, which is actually a compilation of her very well-known top singles, but this time recorded with a full symphony orchestra. Now, Chinese New Year, of course, is just around the corner. And those who are familiar with this, of course, every year is a different animal. And this year, the animal is the dog. Yes, it's the year of the dog. So actually, it is my year, which is, of course, anybody born in 1970. But we'll tell you more about that on our special Year of the Dog program, which will be on February the 18th. So in 2 weeks from now. So this February, actually, we have two special programs coming up. The 18th of February, which will be our Chinese New Year's program that we do every year. And then on the 25th of February, yes, the 25th of February, our second program for the 90th anniversary of the Happy Station Show. Now, our idea, as we mentioned last month, was at the end of every month, we would bring you an anniversary program, all leading up to the program in November. Now, the first one that we did, which was last week, was about music that was featured on Happy Station from the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer era, including a whole program, a whole segment from the Eddie Starts era that many of you actually enjoyed hearing, especially those people who had never heard of Eddie Starts before. Said that it, well, wow, they were surprised about that. But anyway, thank you, of course, to those who wrote in for that program. And what I was really happy about, is that program seemed to have attracted a number of new listeners who had never even heard of Happy Station before. Some people actually who picked up the program for the very first time heard it on that program and said they will tune in the following week. So you're tuning in now, I hope. So this is more of a regular run-of-the-mill program. But as I say, there's nothing remotely run-of-the-mill about us here, or about me anyway. So anyway, thank you for listening to that program, as well as the longtime listeners who enjoyed it. Oddly enough, since we started this, after the first program aired, as I said to you, we kind of have a very slight idea of what we're going to be doing on these monthly programs that will fall on the last Sunday of every month. And we've already had a number of suggestions that have come in for the next one, or March, or April, or May. So we're going to see, because the one that we actually had planned for February, which we thought about at the beginning of January, some people actually thought this would be a good idea, even though they had no idea that we'd planned it. So maybe actually we might do that. Now, I'm not going to tell you what that is. You actually have to tune in on that date, the 25th of February, to find out what it's going to be. Now, of course, our partner stations get the program in advance, a couple of days in advance. So through our partner stations, of course, it airs at a different time. But here at PCJ, it's on the 25th. It's always on a Sunday. So what are we going to have for that program? Well, you'll just have to tune in. There was something else, but I think we'll go to some music right now, as we have a lot of music, actually, that I intend to play on today's program. Let's now go to Stan Kenton and his orchestra with a composition that was composed by Roy Wetzel, called Intermission Riff. Thank you. Intermission riff, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Today we are coming to you from studio number 5, a studio that we traditionally don't use to make the program. We are only in here today because there's something happening in the other studio and we didn't reserve it in time. But actually I like this one because we actually have a pretty good view from our window. And if I look outside the window right now to my right, we can see the top of some of the mountains that surround Taipei. And this past week, we've had some very odd weather. It's gotten very, very cold. Okay, like I said many times before, cold, yes, I know there's parts of you, there's some of you right now who have temperatures of like -100, you know. But anyway, no, it's a little bit cold. Of course, in the mountains, it's a lot colder. And we have had nonstop rain for the past 3 days. In the city, it was like 11, 12 degrees. But in the mountains, it was much colder. And from my right, from the window, I can see to the top of the Yanming Mountains, which are about 25 kilometers away. But you can clearly see it. And there is snow on top of the mountains. In fact, the what department is it? The road department, vehicle and road department, on Wednesday announced that some of the mountain roads they would be closing during this period, which is something that rarely happens. Now, the only reason why they close it because, well, first, nobody here has winter tires because there's no need really to have winter tires for something that actually only happens once in a while. So they have decided to close it off in the meantime until things actually improve. But nevertheless, you can still get up there just through other ways. But it is quite pretty. I plan to make a trip up to the mountains myself this weekend to see what it's like. Even though I don't like snow, and I haven't seen snow in a long time, and I just couldn't care less about snow. But I still want to go and check it out nevertheless. So, yeah, it should be quite interesting. Should be quite interesting. Snow in Taiwan. When you say that in a sentence, you always get the strangest looks from people, you know. That's like saying, yes, I live in Sydney, and today we had 1 centimeter of snow. Actually, no, we've had quite a bit. The biggest snowfall, I think, in a number of years, at least 5 or 6 years now, in some of the mountain areas, it was about maybe a 5 centimeter accumulation. But the problem, of course, it doesn't really last. It lasts for, well, a little bit, and then it kind of all vanishes away, you know. So enjoy it while you can. And I really don't enjoy it, but I will go take a look at it anyway. Anyway, time for music. When we come back, we're going to play something, and I don't think this is something of an artist that we have ever played before, but she is incredibly funny. But first, let's have some more music. The incredible Steve Lawrence with the song All the Way.
Somebody loves you, it's no good unless she loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's gotta feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, That's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you. And for all the in-between years, come what may, who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
One and only Steve Lawrence with All the Way here on your program Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Not too long ago, we played a couple of recordings from You Don't Have to Be Jewish, which is a fantastic stage show, and they made two comedy albums from it, which are absolutely fabulous. And somebody said, well, is there some type of other classic comedy that you can actually play on the program? Well, actually, we're going to do that now. She happens to be, I think, put it this way. Those who love classical music will certainly get this. You will certainly get it. Those who are maybe not so familiar with classical music will get a chuckle out of it and hopefully turn you on to classical music. And some of you, of course, might get turned off by classical music altogether, but I don't think that will happen. It's the incredible comedian Anne Russell. She recorded a number of comedy albums for the Columbia label and also toured the world with her wonderful stage performance. Well, she would take classical compositions, but look at them in a very different way. Or look at, say, jazz or swing or popular music and say, well, what would happen if Beethoven had written this? That kind of mixture. Anyway, this is one from a live concert called Anne Russell's Guide to Concert Audiences. It features Eugene Rankin on piano, and it's a jolly good laugh.
There are two things I'd like to say before I begin. One is that this is not for your benefit, it's for the benefit of Columbia Records. We're cutting another record. And what we are doing is not what is on the program. So it's really not much good looking at them. I'm going to start my recital tonight in the traditional manner by singing an old Italian air. Now, there's not much I need say about this. These are usually done so that the singer can get the frogs out of their throat and the audience can have a little longer to fidget around and get comfortable in. I think I'll take it off. I don't really need it. I just put it on to let you know that I had one. My performance tonight is in the nature of a guide for concert audiences. Now, by this I don't mean the natural-born concert audience who would gladly go without their dinner in order to go and listen to Schoenberg. But I mean the kind of concert audience whose wife says to him, "Dear, put on your tuxedo because the worshipful order of the Daughters of the Mailed Fist are sponsoring a concert by Madame Liederkranz. And you have to go." So you go and you sit through it. And you just hate it. You do, I've often seen you. Well, now, let's face it, you're always going to be dragged to these affairs. So, to quote a saying, if you can't beat them, you must join them. I don't mean by this that you need necessarily enjoy concerts, but if you had a slight clue as to what was going on, you could pretend to know all about it and explain it all to your next-door neighbor and have a gorgeous time. Because, you know, it isn't only on this side of the footlights where all the acting goes on. And after all, I mean, why suffer? So I've divided the vocal repertoire into three levels, as it were. In the first level, you get, naturally, the art song, which is the product of the highly trained musician and poet and would only appeal to the tutored mind. And then on the second level, you have stuff that is nicht daher, nicht daher. And finally, the folk song, the ballad, and things like that that stem from the uncouth vocal utterances of the people. This can also be understood by the untutored mind. An interesting thing is that when you start this experiment, you will find that the things that strike you as being the most utterly ghastly are invariably the ones considered by the experts to be the most artistic. Now, I think I shall start with the German repertoire. And, of course, as you know, first and foremost in this, we have German Lieder. This is a very sober type of singing. And to quote the Encyclopedia Britannica, German Lieder exhibit a loftiness of aim and an earnestness of purpose that make them pregnant with meaning. End of quote. In fact, sometimes they aspire to something so much greater than mere tuneful melody, the tuneful melody is forgotten entirely in the process. And then again, many people will judge the Lieder singer from a strange point of view. From the same point of view, you might say, as one would judge a camembert cheese. The older and rottener it becomes, the better it is. But I think this is rather exaggerated. Of course, as I think I've pointed out before, this is not at all a suitable outfit for a Lieder singer. They're much more inclined to be draped. You know, you could throttle yourself. There we are. To illustrate this style, I would like to sing an arrangement of that beautiful North American song, Night and Day. This is Nacht und Tag, arranged by Schubert.
Ein kleiner Wiener Schnitzel, Nacht und Tag, ich bin eine Pretzel. Ach, mein Geliebter, du bist ein Man, muss ich gehen, immer wo. Mein Vater, ist nirgelgeschnarrt. Mein Sohn, das ist nur ein Pinkelfart. Mein lieber Knabe, komm, geh mit mir, der Grundbinde geschah zu dir. Ich liebe dich, meine Bodentat, und völlig gewinn, denke mein geschwungen Schatz, und völlig gewinn, tanze mein geschwungen Schatz. Mein Vater, ich bin eingeschnupft. In seinen Armen, Achtung, Büglein. Sachs und Gimbels Das Kind war pooped.
And Russell from her concert, A Guide to Concert Audiences, featuring Eugene Rankin on piano. And there's another name that was sent to us, and we will actually have something by him in a few weeks, actually. Victor Borga, who was basically doing the same, but with piano. And the thing actually about, say, Anne Russell is she was actually a trained operatic singer. And there are a few recordings. There are a few recordings that she sang straight ahead without making fun of the song. And she was actually very talented. But she's in one biography that I was reading about her, she said she wanted to go into comedy because she felt that classical music was something that classical fans sometimes took a little bit too seriously. So she wanted to shake things up, and she did. And what the appeal, of course, with Anne Russell is that it wasn't just the serious classical concert goers that loved her, but also people who maybe were not so familiar with classical music. Wonderful, wonderful comedian. I'm sure that one day we will play another selection from her. But like I said, Victor Borga coming up in a few weeks as well. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And let's try to play a little bit more music on the program. So let's make this talk really short. The Searchers with Needles and Pins.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away, yeah. Get down on my knees and pray, yeah. That they'd go away, but still they began. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was smart. I wanted heart, didn't think I'd do. But now I see she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead, take his love instead. And one day she will see just how to say please and get down on her knees. Yeah, that's how it begins. She'd feel those needles and pins. Edna, Edna, why can't I stop and tell myself I'm wrong? I'm wrong so long. Why can't I stand up and tell myself I'm strong? Because I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away. But still they begin. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Oh, needles and pins, needles and pins, needles and pins.
Needles and pins. They're performed by The Searchers. One band that I'm not really a fan of, and this is something I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but people are going to wonder like why. I'm actually not. I have never really been a fan of the Glenn Miller Band. Now, Glenn Miller died during World War II at the tail end of the war when his plane went down in the English Channel as he was preparing to go to France for a couple of concerts. Now, when it comes to Glenn Miller, like I said, I'm not really a fan, except for the last few recordings that he made at the Abbey Road Studios in London that were recorded for broadcasts that were targeted back to Germany, where he actually spoke German on them. A number of these recordings have been issued for the very first time, and those are the recordings of the Glenn Miller Orchestra that I really enjoy. The ones made between 1944 and 1945. And this is from a double CD, which includes all of those sessions, including excerpts of the program that he presented in German to Germany, where he spoke German, that was broadcast in 44 and 1944 and the beginning of 1945. We're going to listen to a piece called Mission to Moscow. Mission to Moscow, Glenn Miller and his Air Force Band, recorded at the Abbey Road Studios in London in 1944. Now, there's actually not too many programs in the world where you can hear. Let me see. What do we have? We had a little bit of Kylie Minogue. We had Stan Kenton. We had Steve Lawrence. We had a bit of Ann Russell. We had The Searchers. We had Glenn Miller. We have all that. And then, of course, we go to something like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yes, we're going to do that. I mean, this is, of course, the kind of program that it is if you haven't tuned in before. If it's the first time you are tuning in. It's a smorgasbord, an IKEA. I never thought about saying that before. A smorgasbord, an IKEA radio program, where you assemble it in a box with all different bits, and you never know what you're going to get. Well, I mean, of course you do if you look at the instructions, of course, in the picture on the box. But anyway, yes, a smorgasbord. But anyway, here they are, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Dozed.
Take it away.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers and Doves, our second to last piece of music on today's program. If you wish to contact us, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com, let us know where you heard the program, either on shortwave satellite or through one of our partner stations. We're going to end today with a singer from Japan, who is one of Japan's leading jazz vocalists. She doesn't just tour Japan, but she also tours the world, singing songs from the American Songbook. Songs, of course, that everybody will know. And I have seen her perform a number of times in concert. The song that we're going to listen to is from her disc from a few years ago called Kaiko Lee Sings Super Standards. These are 16 of the most well-known standards of all time. And this is one, of course, that was made famous by Nat King Cole and his trio, Route 66. So, until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you all, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Plan to murder worst. Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget we know her, Kingman, Buster, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip till this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. City is mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman. faster sound, but I didn't want you get hip to this timely tip. When you made that California trip, get your kicks on Road 66. Get your kicks on Road 66. Get your kicks on Road 66.